CRTV News with Ngu Henry. The main points. The 2024 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting has opened in Apia, Samoa, with King Charles III presiding for the first time as head of the organization. Leaders from 56 nations, including Cameroon's Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guti, have been pledged to uphold equality, peace, and respect. The seventh edition of the Douala International Marathon begins this Saturday in the Littoral region. The head of the Commonwealth has invited leaders of the 56 countries which make up the organization to renew their commitment to the body and strengthen the organization's response to the challenges of today's world. His Majesty King Charles III was speaking Friday in Apia, Samoa, during the official opening of the 27th session of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Cameroon's Prime Minister and Head of Government Joseph Dion Guti represented President Paul Biya in the event. The screening of the film Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, takes place in Bamenda in the Northwest region this Saturday. Ahead of the event, meetings have been held between the Northwest Elite, the Northwest Administration, and local organizing committee. Charles Ebune puts into context the relationship between President Paul Biya and the population of the Northwest region.
The only two vice presidents Cameroon has had since independence and reunification, John Guy Fonca and Solomon Tande Muna, all hail from the Northwest region. The highest Cameroon human resource positioning at the international level, Philemon Yang, the current president of the United Nations General Assembly, hails from the Northwest. Enough for the people of the Northwest to remain loyal to a country they are undeniably part of its construction. Ashiri Kilo is a Secretary of State for Basic Education.
The Northwest is geared up to receive this film. You know that it is very important for people to be reminded from time to time what a wise man our president is.
The projection of the film in the land of the country's greatest scientist, Victor Anomangu, will be a moment to refresh the memories of the unbreakable link between President Paul Biya and the people of the Northwest region, his second home. Ngum Ernest Melen Shang is a fan of Oku.
His Excellency, the President of the Republic, has done so well as far as traditional leadership is concerned in this country. The reason why our fathers made him fan of France.
The film, worked by Kati Meba and Solange Edimo, supervised by the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic with the coordination of the Ministry of Arts and Culture, will be one but last tour in the land of the fun of funds. Njokem Adino Awa is a fan of Mbengui.
The President, His Excellency President Paul Biya, is the hem of the traditional institution in Cameroon.
This Saturday, the people of the Northwest will gather to watch the Biya film as they count one by one his blessings in their communities.
Meanwhile, the head of the delegation from the Ministry of Arts and Culture in charge of the projection of the film, Michael Nguang, confirms that the stage is ready with over 4,000 attendees expected to attend the event. Sylvie Banta reports from Bamenda.
Less than 24 hours to the screening of the documentary film on President Paul Biya in Bamenda, the regional steering committee led by Professor Fru Angbafo III is leaving no stone unturned to ensure a smooth and successful event.
We've had steering committee meeting this morning to inform our population and to say that the reports are very encouraging. We see a lot of movement, activities, and people are eager to watch the president's film.
The head of delegation from the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Michael Ngwang Ngwayi, confirms that the stage is set and technical inspections are underway to ensure everything runs smoothly.
The entire team is here, the equipments are here, the car podium is more than halfway mounted.
Artists are also conducting final rehearsals to enliven the screening event, which will take place tomorrow, Saturday, October 26, at the Esplanade of the SDO's office in Upstation, Bamenda. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Meanwhile, the acting head of the Northwest Permanent Delegation of the CPDM, member of the Political Bureau, Senator Regina Mundi, has the honor to invite all the CPDM supporters and sympathizers of the Northwest region to the projection of the film titled Paul Biya, the Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny at the Esplanade of the Senior Divisional Officer for Mesam Division in Bamenda this Saturday, the 26th of October, 2024. In this regard, all heads of divisional permanent delegation are requested to take special note. CRTV News. Graduates of the Police Training Center in Mutengene, Southwest Region, have been exhorted to demonstrate professionalism, discipline, commitment to public service, and scrupulous respect for ethics in order to succeed in their respective assignment. The Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangili, made the appeal while chairing the graduation ceremony of 2,444 cadet police inspectors and police constables at the college in Mutengene yesterday. Humble Susie Mojoa reports.
The laureates include 695 police inspectors and 1,749 police constables. They have undergone the necessary training to help reinforce the nation's crime-fighting efforts.
Cadet police constable Ngene Landry, it was not an easy journey. There was a lot of struggle, suffering, but we made it. I thank the government, our delegate, for making us today to smile.
According to the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bangangele, the graduates are receiving their attributes at a time when new forms of crime are emerging, including digital fraud, the rise in human trafficking, and the consumption of narcotics and other psychotropic substances. He has therefore enjoined them to suppress and prevent these unlawful acts from gaining a foothold in the society.
First grade police inspector, Gogo Roland Yonsi. With this new rank, which the President of the Republic and the Delegate General have accorded me, and with the confidence that the Cameroonian population are putting on me, I'm once more pledging towards them that I will work with honor, royalty, and devotion.
The police inspectors and constables are now expected to serve their communities and keep their boots on the ground. Humble Susie Monchoa, CRTV News, Mutengene.
In sports, more than 500 athletes from Cameroon and abroad are expected to take part in the 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon that kicks off this morning. The athletes will to compete in the 42.2 kilometers distance will kick off at the Douala Grandstand, from where Harrison Ashutiku reports. Hello, Harrison.
Good morning, Gu Henry. Welcome to the Douala Grandstand, where at 7 a.m., the 7th edition of the Douala Marathon will kick off with a semi-marathon, while the main event will be tomorrow. The athletes to take part in this morning's semi-marathon are already here, getting themselves ready for the exercise, while some are still on their way. Ngu, this morning's semi-marathon will cover a distance of 21.1 kilometers. One of the athletes for the exercise is Ebule Victor. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How ready are you for this marathon this morning?
As ready as anyone can try.
Yeah. Is this your first participation? If yes, why?
Yeah, this is my first participation. I just said I should try a new challenge. I should give myself a try in something I used to like doing, because I like jogging from time to time. So I said I should give myself a new challenge and see if this one can be part
thank you for joining us for the news this morning.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you, too.
We have local and international athletes warming up for the semi-marathon. Like you heard Victor said some seconds ago, the Douala International Marathon will end tomorrow morning with more than 1,000 athletes to cover a distance of 42.2 kilometers from here at the grandstand. Richard Bebe, Harrison Ashutiku, live at the Douala grandstand for the morning news.
Thanks, Harrison Ashutiku. To end the news, once more, the main points. The 2024 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting has opened in Apia, Samoa, with King Charles III presiding for the first time as head of the organization. Leaders from 56 nations, including Cameroon's Prime Minister Joseph Dion Guti, have been pledged to uphold equality, peace, and respect. The seventh edition of the Douala International Marathon begins this Saturday in the littoral region. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.